Dr. No comes along, sets the world box office on fire, and creates a franchise that remains with us to this very day. Of course, therefore, a sequel was going to happen after Dr. No came out, and in my opinion, From Russia with Love is a better film in every conceivable way. Dr. No is okay. It's fun, it's definitely different when considered in its contemporary context, but it's not really a film I go back to all that often, if at all, if I'm completely honest. And From Russia with Love, however, has always been far more rewatchable. Terence Young returns as director, definitely a good move in my opinion, along with Richard Mayborn, again as writer, and along with Joanna Harwood, and of course Harry Stortzman and Curry Bockley on production duties, Ted Moore as director of photography, Peter Hunt as editor, and John Barry on full composing duties. And of course, Sean Connery returned as Bond. The action takes place in Istanbul, where criminal organisation Spectre want revenge on Bond for the death of Dr. No. The plan involves luring Bond to Istanbul, where he can get his hands on a scythe machine captured from the Russians. And under the ruse that consulate worker Tatiana Romanoff has unwittingly been recruited by Spectre and former Smurfs agent Rosa Klebb to pretend to fall in love with Bond, which will facilitate his murder at the hands of Spectre assassin Donald Grant, played by Robert Shaw. M and all that MI6 know, it's of course a trap, but Bond goes anyway, of course he does. And so begins a game of cat and mouse between Bond, MI6, Spectre and the Russians. And I'm pleased to report that From Russia with Love was a joy from start to finish. There was a far more assured tone to the film, which I think comes from Connery's performance. You feel he's far more comfortable in Bond's shoes and actually building the character of Bond. There are glimpses of tetchiness when he feels things aren't going to plan, and despite his playboy nature, he's a consummate professional. Bond never wavers from the mission. And what an enjoyable one it is. There is almost a travelogue nature to these first Bond films. They're deliberately exotic. This is the pre-era of cheap air travel, and the producers clearly are getting the films out there in the world. And Istanbul, with its markets and exotic buildings, generally looks picture postcard, which is clearly the point. One can easily imagine a smoke-filled cinema in 1963 with the patrons watching in amazement at the gorgeous bright image in front of them, longing to be in such a location with Bond. And of course, the film plays up to all the stereotypes. MI6 station manager Karim is something out of a Carry On film who somehow managed to bed women almost as easily as Bond. He's also provided me with a genuine belly laugh when it transpired he had a submarine periscope installed in the Russian embassy to spy on them. My brain simply can't work that one out. And speaking of the Russians, I think it's a good thing they are not the villains of this Bond world. Spectre represents something far more dangerous. They're not politically motivated ideologues. Moreover, they're a kind of international club of complete bastards up to no good. It gives the film a refreshingly apolitical tone. It doesn't feel like the Russians are all that bad. They are utterly humourless, of course, but it's a sense that the two superpowers haven't quite grasped who the real threat is. And it sets Bond in his own world. It's fictional, it's fantastical to a point, but fun in its own way. It is pure escapism. It might not be Pandora, but it feels like parallel reality. And it is, after all, I think why we love these films in the first place. It's also quite risque, and at times, Rosa Klebb is clearly a lesbian who is trying to seduce Tatiana with a wayward hand on the leg, and the opening Maurice Binder credit sequence doesn't exactly leave much to the imagination. There's even a scene in which we see Bond is being recorded having sex with Tatiana. It's hardly Pornhub, but still. My highlight of the film has to be Robert Shaw as Donald Grant. Despite having the name of a geography teacher with a slightly dodgy hard drive, he's a genuinely scary Bond henchman. Shaw actually seems dead behind the eyes. It's not far off Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Terminator, and he brings a great dose of violence to the film, which is brutal. And when finally Bond and Grant have a dust-up, and having seen the film so many times before, you genuinely at times don't know who's going to be coming out on top. Overall, I love From Russia with Love. It's totally spot on, isn't too complicated, and above all, it's just tremendous fun. I enjoy the fact as well that it does feel like a sequel, a continuation of the Bond series. And of course, it was another tremendous success. So of course, it was going to get a sequel. And that sequel would be possibly one of the most beloved in all the Bond films. I am, of course, talking about Goldfinger, released in 1964, which will be the next film in this Bond retrospective.